Continuing in Hilchos Talmud Torah, so Halachos Tesen Yud expound upon the requirement for every person to learn Torah throughout their life, regardless of any other situations, financial, family, or otherwise. And in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam establishes a curriculum for daily study. And this is based on a curriculum that's presented in the Gemara Kedushin. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, "Achayav l'shalish asman l'midaso," that a person is required to divide their learning, their daily learning, into three parts. Shlish b'Torah shebichsav, a third for the written Torah, meaning the 24 books of Tanakh. Ushlish b'Torah shebal peh, and the third for the oral Torah, referring to Mishnah, and in this context also halacha lemaisa, meaning bottom line rulings without necessarily all of the give and take and the rationale. And shlish, and the other third, a person should understand all of the different halachic principles from beginning to end, being able to be davar ledavar, to be able to compare one matter to the next, and also have and master the methodology for how halacha is determined, and that is what the Rambam calls Gemara. So it seemed to be that if someone had, let's say, 3 hours to learn during the day, so they should learn 1 hour of Torah Shebal Peh, of Mishnah, Halacha, 1 hour of Torah Shebichsav, Tanakh, and 1 hour of Gemara. However, I'm not aware of any yeshivas that follow this curriculum. Most yeshivas have three siddurim a day, three learning sessions a day. So it makes sense, make it easy. The morning seder would be Tanakh, afternoon seder would be Mishnah and Halacha, and night seder would be Gemara. However, it's very widespread that at least after a certain age in educational institutions, Gemara, and specifically Talmud Bavli, is learned for far greater time and in far greater depth than other areas of Torah. So are they just not following the halacha, or is there a basis for this practice? So the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that nowadays, we actually should, at least after a certain point, focus more on the latter two categories of Mishnah and Gemara, as opposed to dividing it equally into three with also Torah Shebichsav. And he says, because really, a Jewish needs to know the halacha, needs to know the methodology of halacha, and in previous times, they would have sufficient exposure and mastery over Mishnah and Gemara, even if they dedicated a third of their learning during the day to Torah Shebichsav. He says, however, nowadays, we don't necessarily have that ability. If we set aside a third to Torah Shebichsav, so they won't have sufficient time to master Torah Shebal Peh. So he says that nowadays, we can rely on the Girsa D'Ankusa, rely on the Torah Shebichsav that we learned in our youth, and not necessarily have to incorporate it into a third of our daily learning schedule. But this does seem to assume that in one's youth, one had exposure and even mastery over Torah Shebichsav. So it means that in one's youth, one certainly studied Chumash, but presumably also studied all 24 Sfarim of Tanakh. And now that they've already studied it, they already have that bekiyas, they have that exposure, they don't necessarily need to incorporate it into a third of their daily learning. But it does assume that a person is required to have mastered that, and not just that they skip it over entirely. And this idea is grounded in a Tosfos in Kedushin, actually Rabbeinu Tam quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that says that even though true, we have the requirement to divide our learning into three, but it says the Talmud Bavli belula b'mikra mishnah v'gemara, and in Talmud Bavli you're able to pick up aspects of these three areas. You have mikra, you have sukkim, you have mishnayos, and you have gemara, the discussion there. So he says, in that way, we do actually accomplish the goal of learning Mishnah, Mikra, and Gemara every day. And this is also part of why in Birchas HaTorah, what we say right after is a section from the Torah, from Mishnah, and from Gemara. We also, in Karbanos, we have the Psukim related to Karbanos, Sezer Makoman, the Mishnayos and Zvachim, and Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So we do try to learn every day from these three areas of Torah. However, there is an emphasis, at least nowadays, on Talmud Bavli, but again, it assumes that one has at least a foundation in the written Torah. Because of course, every day, especially throughout our lives, it's incumbent upon us to learn Torah, to learn all areas of Torah, and gain that mastery. And just one more point that the Mishnah Berurah says in his introduction, that even though, of course, learning any area of Torah and every area of Torah is important and is a great mitzvah, the person has to prioritize, so they should prioritize learning those areas of halacha that are most practical and relevant on a daily basis. So he says that's why he wrote a commentary on the Or HaChaim section of Shulchan Aruch and the laws of daily living, because that is actually a priority when someone is budgeting their time, because of course you need to know how to keep Shabbos, you need to know how to make brachos, so therefore it's particularly important to learn the halachos that apply on a daily basis.